something for the weekend. It is Ireland's Classic Hits. And on the line, we have got a man who has been the HSE Quit Leader for March for Ireland's Classic Hits. His name is Graeme Newell. Hello, Graeme. How are we doing?
Hi, Trina. How are you? Nice to be back.
Great to be back. And I'm dying to find out how you've been getting on with quitting smoking. Are you still off the cigarettes?
I am indeed.
Oh, good man. Indeed. Brilliant. Yeah. So how long now are we talking?
Just over 5 weeks now. Yeah.
Super. Super stuff. And what do you think has helped you the most? Why did you get it this time? Because I know you've told us that you tried to quit smoking numerous times before. You've been smoking since you were 12 and you're now, you're now 21, isn't that it? Now in your 50s.
Yeah, that's it. More than the second time around as well.
Yeah. So what's worked this time for you?
A combination of the non-smoking aid, which was the Champix in this case. In my case, I know others have used the NFT quite successfully as well, which is wonderful. And the actual support or the accountability, let me put it that way, of the HSE, God bless them. After thinking about all the excise duty I paid on those cigarettes, it's nice to get some of the money back through their free support.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Thank you very much, HSE.
So tell me exactly what happened. What would happen over the last few weeks when you, did you have any cravings at all?
I did at the start. I had a lot of them in the first week. I think you've basically got to go through everything you do when you smoked without a cigarette. And it's usually the first time you do it. That little echo comes into your head and says, I love a fag right now. But you just, you know, you use the tricks and the tips that the HSE give you, you know, so drink water, deep breathing, distract yourself, you know.
Yeah.
So you just use those. I found those drinking water was great. And going for a quick walk around the block. If something was really getting you, a quick walk around the block was the best one. That was my distraction. Once you get over the initial part, it gets easier. And it's not as hard as you think it's going to be.
You mentioned to me before, Graeme, about how going for a pint, that's kind of a trigger for you where you really want a cigarette. And obviously we haven't been able to do that because of lockdown. And you felt even if the pubs were open that you wouldn't really be able. How do you feel about that now? Do you think you might be able to cope with it?
I wouldn't chance it yet. So I'd give myself a bit more wriggle room before I try that one. But that's going to be a tough hurdle, that one.
Graeme, I've heard people saying, and it's even on the ad on the telly, the clip where the guy is saying, you know, when I hear an ad for no smoking or quit smoking on the radio or the telly, it makes me want a cigarette. So me talking to you about quitting smoking, how does that make you feel? Do you feel excited that you've given it up or does it kind of remind you of cigarettes?
No, I am very pleased I've given them up. And I can identify with that guy on the ad. I was that guy in the ad. But now, no, it just doesn't bother me. I don't think about it.
How much money would you say you've saved in the last month or so, Graeme? Not smoking.
Not as much as I thought, because I spent it on other things. But, oh my God. About 400, 500 quid, I'd say. Easy.
Okay. This month alone?
Yeah, yeah. Believe me.
Oh my God. 400 to 500 a month. How much were you spending a year? That's a really fancy holiday.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if we could go on holidays, it would be.
Yeah. Well, when you get there, he'll have his speedos on and all, ladies. He definitely will.
Oh, Jesus, no.
And then any moments throughout, you know, giving up that you felt, I'm just going to pack this in. Did you ever feel that?
No, because as I said, you have the HSE accountability. So, and being the HSE quit leader, you felt that you couldn't let anybody down. You know, you'd be really letting yourself down most of all, but you'd be letting everybody else down too.
Can you give some advice? Do you know the way a lot of people like to start doing something on a Monday or the first day of the month, or they always put it off to another day? If someone listening right now didn't start doing this at the start of March, didn't attempt to quit smoking, but they're still interested in doing it, what would you say to them?
I'd say ring the HSE and get yourself going and give yourself that accountability and just start. I mean, I don't care if you start and you fail, but just don't stop trying to quit them. There's nothing better you can do.
How's your health now? How are you feeling? Are you feeling a bit better?
I am indeed, but as I said, I started running and stuff like that, but then I hurt my knee, so I've had to back off from that a little bit. and the lungs are kind of emptying themselves out of the bad stuff. So I'm coughing a bit. So yeah, I'm not feeling as good as I did 2 weeks ago, but I'm feeling really good. I mean, food still tastes marvellous.
What are you eating? What are you loving the taste of?
Everything. You know, it's simple stuff. It's like even an apple or a tomato. I think my favourite at the moment is on the vine tomatoes. Oh my God.
Really? They're absolutely gorgeous, are they?
Yeah, and a slice of toast in the morning. Oh, Buddha bean.
Well, listen, Graeme, we're absolutely thrilled for you. Thank you very much for taking part and for inspiring so many other people to make that start at quitting smoking. I think it's something that you're going to keep up. I'm keeping my fingers crossed for you. And remember this chat. Anytime you feel tempted to light up a cigarette, I'm going to be looking over your shoulder.
Thank you very much, Trina. It's been a pleasure, and I hope anything I've said or done can help somebody else just quit these horrible, horrible, horrible things. Thank you, Trina.
Thanks so much, Graeme. This is Something for the Weekend. It is Ireland's Classic Hits.